This is part of the Anti-Kink series, written by Ash Carpenter and read by Celtic Forest. Anti-Kink, Bondage. Okay, so I've been researching and researching what? A hunt? I thought we were talking about having sex. Yeah, we are. I was researching it, and you were researching sex. Wow, I can't even believe we're related. Please stop talking about us being related when we're talking about having sex. At Dean's bemused expression, Sam gave a nod and continued. So there's some stuff we should try. Dean immediately looked an odd mixture of turned on and wary. Yeah? Like what? Sam tapped away at his laptop keys for a few moments and Dean rolled his eyes. Like, Sam turned the machine to face Dean. Bondage. Bondage? Repeated Dean, a tone full of disbelief. What, you don't get tied up enough when we're hunting? Sam's face melted into the precursor to a bitch face. Bringing up how often he got captured, tied up, strangled, or generally turned over to the dark side was pretty much off limits. It just wasn't cool. What makes you think I'm getting tied up? This is stupid. Shut up, ordered Sam, snapping the cuffs into place and wondering whether he could gag his brother too and pretend that it was all just part of the game. It's not going to work if you have a negative attitude. Christ, Sam, this isn't a therapy session. At least, I hope not. Shut up. At Sam's commanding tone, Dean felt a stirring of lust and he made a vaguely impressed face. Maybe it wouldn't be so bad after all. And when Sam started licking down his body and finally nuzzling at his crotch, things definitely started to look up. As Sam began to suck him properly, tongue swiping thick and dirty over the head of his cock, pushing into his slit, Dean moaned and arched off the bed, reaching down to grab his clink! Shit, the handcuffs rattled against the headboard, and Dean glared at them in frustration. How was he supposed to hold Sam's head, or his anything else, where he wanted it if he was tied up? He thought for a moment that he felt Sam smile around his dick, but when he craned his neck to look down, all he could see was his brother's stupid floppy hair bobbing up and down. Still, it felt pretty damn good, and he moaned, settling back down again. Sam was cupping his balls and rolling them and stroking his perineum and— Hey! He yelped as one of Sam's thick fingers jabbed inside him without warning, trying to twist away. Dean! Whined Sam when he almost got a foot in the groin. You're supposed to just take it. You're the sub. I'm the what? He demanded in outrage. Sammy, you'd better let me out of these fucking things right now so I can kick your ass. Sorry, I didn't mean sub, I meant... He trailed off, taking in Dean's thunderous expression and flagging erection. Look, how about I blow you some more, then ride you? If you just stay in the cuffs. Damn it, he'd read that it was sexy and the power play was fun, and Dean did look good, so he wasn't going to let it just be ruined. He'd researched it, and all the evidence indicated that it was hot, so his stupid big brother was just going to have to suck it up and enjoy it whether he wanted to or not. Fine, growled Dean, nodding at his crotch reluctantly, as if he were conferring some gigantic favor by letting Sam suck him off. A few minutes later, everything seemed to be back on track, but then Sam released Dean's cock with a wet pop and bit down hard just above his hip bone, pinching his nipple at the same time. Ow! What the fuck? Sam smiled, lapping his tongue over the bite mark and tugging at the nipple in his fingers. All tied up, big brother. You're at my mercy and there's nothing you can— Ouch! Hey! Nothing I can do my ass, snapped Dean, removing the heel of his right foot from Sam's kidney. Stop that, or I'm going to tie up your feet, too. Dean, you are completely ruining this for me. Oh, I'm so sorry, retorted Dean sarcastically. Am I not being subby enough for you? You are not going to let that go, are you? Dean breathed out a harsh, frustrated sigh. His shoulders were starting to ache. Look, just get on with it. Wow, way to make me feel sexy, complained Sam, shuffling up his brother's body and deliberately flopping down on top with enough force to knock the breath out of him. They treated each other to a brief glare, but then decided to call a truce in the interest of getting off. Sam slicked both himself and Dean up at the same time, squeezing his brother's cock in a wet fist while he pushed lube inside himself with two fingers and groaned obscenely. "Fuck yeah," breathed Dean, mesmerized by the sight. God, he wanted to touch, wanted to stuff his fingers in alongside Sam's and work him together, wanted to flip him over and plunge inside in one powerful, fluid movement. Bondage totally sucked. As Sam sank down, he decided that the handcuff idea had been worth it, because Dean looked so fucking beautiful all stretched out, the lines of his body sleek and taut and perfect. And the way his face looked, eyes riveted on Sam and mouth slack, his expression both full of lust and frustration as he involuntarily fought against the metal. About 3 minutes later, Sam changed his mind. There he was, merrily bouncing up and down, and this was usually the time that Dean grabbed his dick and sent him on his way to Happy Land. But Dean couldn't do that because Dean's hands were tied to the headboard. Bondage totally sucked. Dean noticed Sam's frown when he grabbed his own cock and snorted out a laugh. At least you're having to do all the work for a change. What do you mean for a change? Panted Sam, grinding down. Please, we both know that I'm the one that gets us there, smirked Dean, stretching and settling himself exaggeratedly, as if you were in a sun lounger or something. Bullshit. And, oh my god, how can you be this annoying when you're getting some? Just talented, I guess. Jesus, I knew I should have gagged you too. Before Dean had a chance to answer, Sam leaned forward and kissed him hard enough to split his lip. Which was great, apart from the fact that being pressed against Dean made it really hard for him to fist his own cock. Dean was rapidly discovering that not being able to control Sam's motion at all, with steady hands on his hips and head and dick, meant that he couldn't control his rising pleasure. Sam was fucking himself hard on his cock, trying to make up for the lack of stimulation elsewhere, and it was goddamn hot, and... Oh god! Fuck! Sam gaped incredulously as Dean arched upward, swearing a blue streak as his orgasm unexpectedly roared through him. And then he was swearing himself as Dean's sudden exertion snapped the thin spindle of the wooden bedstead, and his cuffed hands hurtled forward with the momentum, smacking him in the face and bloodying his nose. Fuck! He yelled, rearing backward, clasping his suddenly gushing nose and tumbling off Dean's softening dick in the process. Dean immediately sat up and leaned forward to try to help him, completely upsetting his balance and knocking him off the bed. Shit, Sammy, are you okay? He asked, and then the asshole started laughing. Sam glowered at him from his position on the floor, hand cupping his bloody nose, erection disappearing and leaving him with a serious case of blue balls, and Dean's cum dripping out of his ass. This is so not funny, he fumed, which just made Dean laugh harder. Guess bondage wasn't such a great idea after all, huh? Dean managed to gasp between chortles, looking behind himself at the splintered bedstead. I'm like Superman or something. Sam just rolled his eyes and scrambled to his feet, storming toward the bathroom with as much dignity as he could muster. Stupid dickwad big brothers. Stupid research sites that were full of shit. Stupid bondage. Stupid slash fiction making him think it would be hot. Bondage totally sucked.